As we gather together this morning to look at God's holy word, the book of love, I'll remind you that I love you all. Some of you I just met today, some of you I've known for a long time. And I can say that because that's how God loves us, unconditionally. Whether we've known him for a long time and we've obeyed him for a long time, or whether we're just coming to a knowledge of him. Our lesson title this morning comes from James chapter 1, and our title is Patience. Little Callan is not learning patience yet. It takes children to learn patience. He wants what he wants now. If he's hungry, he wants to eat now. If he wants to sleep, he wants to sleep now. Is that not right, Miss Hannah? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And Hannah and Adam are hoping that Callan learns patience as he grows up, a little bit more like Easton, maybe even more than Easton. But you know, some of us have struggled in our lives. Callan's only one, Easton's only three, and us in here are much longer than that, multiple times, upon times upon times. Right, Brother Phil? That's what we were studying this morning. Times upon times upon times. But folks, God's holy word reminds us patience is a virtue to be able to utilize. Patience shows our proof of our faith. Patience is part of love. Lucas was asking me on the way home from races last night, and he said, "What's your lesson on?" We started talking about my lesson. I told him what it was on. I told him what it was going to be on, and it got changed. And he says, "You know, all those things tie into love, Dad. You can't really show love without showing patience." I said, "Thanks, man. Now you can't use it next time you speak. I already use it." But that's true, folks. When you say I love you, just like me, I have to show patience. I have to show patience with a child that's loud. Somebody that gets up and leaves during the service. Someone who's not here to fellowship one with another. We all struggle at times in our lives with being patient. If I show you the best marriage that you could ever see between a man and a wife, husband and a wife, okay? For those of you that want to be specific, a husband and a wife. It's because they've learned to love each other and use patience with each other. Patience. You know, there's many a divorce that's happened in this world just because people weren't patient with one another. And it all begins with the little stuff, not the big stuff. Little stuff. When are you going to take the trash out? When do you have dinner cooked on time? Right? When are you going to learn to cook without burning something? Or without too much salt? And you know, those things seem trivial in our life, folks. But that's where patience starts. That's where love starts. That's where forgiveness starts. With the little things. It doesn't really matter. I love you. And that's the neat thing about learning from God. And when Jesus came, that's what he said. The little things. Martha, Martha, you're concerned about all the worldly things. But don't forget about love. And joy and peace and happiness. In our lesson text this morning, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. It also says, if you lack wisdom, ask. You know, isn't it unique that love and faith ties to patience, ties to being perfect, being complete, ties to wisdom, ties to faith. My faith was tested, and my patience was tested this week at work. For those of you who don't know, I work, this isn't a full-time job. This is a service of love, preaching on Sunday mornings. I work in the construction industry and I help manage construction projects. And I forget that I'm there to help. because I want to dictate. And I want things to go my way and how I have planned and how I see things going. And they never go that way. And I could say, well, I'm not going to plan and I'm not going to think and I'm not going to look ahead and I'm not going to try and be successful. I'm just going to give up. And I would be a waste. And I wouldn't be following Jesus. And I wouldn't be doing the best I could. And I wouldn't be enjoying life along the way. And yes, I'm tested. And we are tested. And none of us really absorb that. I still have a hard time being tested. I'm 55. If I go to a seminar at work and they say, oh, there's going to be a short test to see what you've retained after our seminar, I'm like, I don't want to take a test. Why do we not want to be tested? Because we don't really want to be measured sometimes. Or we don't want to fail. We have a fear of failing. But yet God says, the testing of your faith produces patience. When you are tried, when you have to rely on your faith, when you have to rely, when you're angry and you have to say, I love you at the same time. That's tough to do. That's tough to do. You ever seen that in the movies in Hollywood? Anybody? How many of us have seen movies where somebody gets beat up? Most of us, okay? I love you. It doesn't compute, does it? I love you. Doesn't compute, does it? That's why Jesus came to this earth to say, I love you. Be patient with one another. Be patient with one another. Take a step back. I know sometimes it's tough to hug somebody when you're not feeling good. Sometimes that's what we need. Patience to forgive. Our next passage of scripture this morning comes from Matthew chapter 18, and it is written. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But he was not able to pay his master. His master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but he went and threw him in prison till he should pay the debt. That makes a lot of sense, right? Huh? You got to pay the debt, but you can't have no way to pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, and they were very grieved, and they came and told their master all that had been done, then his master said, after he had called him, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. You should also have compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you. And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Have patience with me. Have patience with me. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is part of patience. And God expects us, our Heavenly Father, to have forgiveness and patience with one another. What happens in my life if I don't buy into what Jesus wants me to do? If I don't believe in having patience? If I don't believe in forgiving? If I don't believe in standing in my faith? My faith is not a saving faith. It's null and void. I'm just picking and choosing. I'll use a little bit of this and a little bit of that. The recipe for a successful life as God has planned it for us is in His holy word. And He's asked us to use the whole recipe, not just pick and choose certain things that we want to pick and choose for a recipe. Now that's good if you're a cook, okay? I'm one of those guys that can go in the kitchen and make something and not even look at a recipe. It comes out pretty good, doesn't it? Yes? No? You guys made my food. You know, I'm not too bad a cook for an old spud-eating swamp Yankee. Okay? That's what we call ourselves from Michigan, where we eat taters a bunch. You know, I grew up there. I've been down here a long time. That's potatoes, for we use to speak proper. But folks, there was a time when I've had to taste something and tell my wife or ask my kids, have patience with me. I didn't get it quite right. Forgive me, I did my best. And that's what God expects of us as we were walking the walk of faith. Have patience with me. I'm not giving up. Forgive me, I'm not giving up. I'm going to forgive you because I'm not giving up on you. Folks, the worst thing in my life I could have is if my boss gave up on me. I don't want to work with you. I don't want you to work for me no more. I don't want to pay you no more. Or a spouse or a loved one. God never gives up on us. Never, ever, ever, ever. Jesus came down here to explain that. Because you know, the Jews, they gave up on this people and that people, and they gave up on the Samaritans, and they gave up on this people, and we're better than everybody else. And Jesus came to say, I love you, follow me, I will never give up on you. I will die for you. And our trust and our faith should be in Him above all other things. I want my children to have trust and faith in me. But far and above that, I want them to have trust and faith and God's holy word and promises and who He is and the salvation and eternal life that they bring. And I say they bring, Jesus and the Father in heaven. Next passage this morning comes from Luke chapter 8, and it is written, Jesus says. Now this parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. These have no root, who believe for a while and in a time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among the thorns are those who, when they have heard it, they go out and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of life and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. With patience. I use this passage this morning just to ask myself and to ask each other and ask ourselves, is our heart a good heart? Do we open our heart to the Word of God? The Book of Love. I call it the Book of Love. I love you. This is how to live forever. I love you. I sent my Son to save you from your sins. I love you. This is how I want you to treat one another. Is your heart open to God, to work in it? Folks, I don't know about you, but it's tough for me. I just want to open my heart once in a while. My heart's open right now. I'm here in a good place. Gather together, sing songs, see brothers and sisters in faith. But then I got to go back to work tomorrow. In a world where there's sin, where there's evil, where there's people that don't care about me, don't care if I have a good day or not. I've been using that phrase, I'm not going to let that rob my joy at work. And I've heard a couple of people say, I never heard that before. I'm not going to let the copier not working rob my joy for the day, okay? Right? I'm not going to let somebody forget to order something or call somebody to ruin my day, even though it makes them stress. Okay? Not going to eliminate stress. I'm just not going to let stress stress me out. I'm going to overcome it by faith and by patience, by forgiveness. Following Jesus. I'm going to overcome it by following Jesus. In Romans 15, it is written, when we who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now, when we're upset in life, maybe I'm the only one that has ups and downs during the week, okay? Been a Christian 28 years now, 29 years, something like that. I still have ups and downs, bad days and good days. But those bad days don't turn to good days until I start praying. When I start praying, I start talking to God. When I start talking to God, I start remembering His holy word and what He's promised me. What He's done for me. I remember my blessings. I become patient. I become forgiving. I become a person of love and of grace. I become following Jesus. And that's who I want to be. More like Him. And that's how we do that, folks. Following Him. Jesus said, follow me. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Anybody else says that? Throw up that red flag. Say, Satan, get behind me. Okay? Because it's only Jesus. But now, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope, now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another. We talk about peace and hope and joy and love and forgiveness. And a lot of times, we forget about patience. But as I've used the example, in order to display love, you got to display patience in your life. Was I patient with you last night at the racetrack, Lucas? Yeah. Did I want you to stand on the button a little more? Yeah. Yeah. When he went out for the last race, I said, Lucas, go out there and have fun. And mash the gas! You know what he did? He went out there and had fun. He mashed the gas. But I had to be patient with him early in the night. He had to get back in the rhythm of things. He was going at his own pace. I wanted him to go at my pace. How many of us in our lives, folks, want other people to go at our pace? How many of us have worked together? I see the lovely young ladies out cleaning and raking the yard sometimes out around the building. I want to beep, but you don't know who I am. Like, that guy's a weirdo beeping at us. Because I know you, because I know him. You know? But how many of you guys wish somebody else would rake a little bit just as fast as you're raking? Yeah? Or sweep? Or clean? That happens throughout life. That happens every day at work for me. Come on. But there's nothing wrong with dragging people along to do your job. How many of us ever, it's not my job? I'm just filling the bags. I'll wait for you to rake. You're going to be waiting a little longer if you don't help. Same thing in the kingdom of heaven. Same thing in kingdom of heaven. You going to help or you going to stand there with a bag? Yeah, you can stand there and learn patience holding the bag. But your patience might be better used in helping somebody else help things along.
Next time you hear it beep, you're going to know it's me, okay? White truck, black truck, and it's a Dodge, okay? Make no mistake, if it's a Chevy or Ford, it's not me, okay? That's kind of a joke everybody else knows, but I'm jesting a little bit. Folks, I talk about my ups and downs in my life and share that with you to remind us that my hope is in Christ. My hope is in the salvation He's promised. My hope and promise is in His scriptures and the things He's told us in our lives. And patience and comfort come from those words. Power is in God's word. Colossians chapter 1, it is written, "For this reason also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins." As always, folks, I highlight things I want us to take note of out of this passage this morning. To be filled, to walk worthy, to be fully pleasing to God, to be fruitful in every good work, increase in the knowledge, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. You know, the power of God's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. We can't even get our hands around it. But yet it's tied in this passage with patience and long-suffering with joy. And He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into... He hasn't promised us the kingdom of heaven. He's conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Kingdom is live and active now in our lives if we've been put ourselves into it. Forgiveness of sins, folks. Powerful thing. Powerful thing. I dare say in my life, and I've been married 29 years, my beautiful wife's flying back from San Antonio, Texas right now. I got to pick her up at the airport. The most powerful thing that I have given to her is forgiveness, because I love her. One of the most powerful things. One of the most powerful things I've received from my wife in our marriage is forgiveness. One of the most powerful things Jesus came here to remind people of and to teach us and to give us is forgiveness. Let us not take forgiveness for granted. Very important to say I'm sorry. It's very important to say I love you. It's very important to say I forgive you in a relationship. And as important as it is in a relationship, it's just as important with strangers. On the interstate. A lot of people that don't know how to drive. And that's going to be the same that way until I'm called at home in heaven. You got to forgive people. You got to forgive people. Because I need it as much as I am giving it back. It's reciprocal, just like patience. Our last passage, I believe, this morning comes from Hebrews 6. "But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you, yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Those promises are eternal life, forgiveness, all the things that God's promised us through his book of love. Imitate those through faith and patience and inherit your promises. We invite you this morning, folks, if you haven't been baptized into Christ for remission of your sins, as Jesus said, or if you need to work on your patience or need prayer of your patience, we ask you to make it right with God, however you can. If you need the prayers of congregation, we also invite you to come forward at this time as we sing selected hymn this morning.